Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Teddy, what's the matter?
I'm so ugly.
Oh, now, Teddy, I hate my fur.
I spent hours on it. I just can't do a thing with it. I'm having a bad fur day.
Love it.
We all experience
that. Oh, it's true. One of the funniest teddy bears in the world. And that has a lot to do with the man that joins us right now, a comedian and ventriloquist extraordinaire, Dave Strassman. Good morning.
Well, g'day. How you going?
Oh, not bad. Not bad.
It's great to talk to you guys. I'm coming back to the Gong in 4 weeks with my brand new chocolate diet show, and it is a chocolatey mess. And Teddy Bear stars in it.
Okay, well, this sounds delicious. Talk me through the chocolate diet show, because
It's absolutely amazing. Teddy Bear, we find out, has gained a few stone from COVID, from being cooped up.
Yeah.
And we decide to go on a diet. Well, I'm not fat. Okay, I'm on the phone. You said I was fat. I didn't say you were. Teddy, I'm on the phone, please. Anyway, I love chocolate. So Teddy has a chocolate obsession. And what happened is that I want some chocolate. Teddy, stop it right now, all right? You know, you got to eat something more than chocolate. Have you thought of a balanced diet? A balanced diet is when I eat chocolate with both hands.
That's fair.
Anyway, he goes off to go on a diet. He comes back impossibly thin. I mean, we're talking ribs. You can see his ribs.
Oh, jeez, okay.
He said, I look like a supermodel. Yeah, anyway. And then, of course, he has to gain weight, and he comes back, and he's impossibly fat. I mean, we're talking, he has folds on folds. So,
like one of those puppy dogs, you know, the ones on the
Sharpay.
Sharpays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a good look.
Yeah. Anyway, so he it's an amazing journey Teddy Bear goes on. And my show, I think the first one is sold out or 99% or something. So we just added a second 8:30 show on Sunday.
I'm not
surprised. And it's just going chockers.
I'm not surprised. I mean, you sell out everywhere you go. If you miss one of your shows, it's a real disaster because it really and truly. I tour all over Australia, and every time I'm touring, you seem to be touring at the same time, and your shows are always like the day before mine, and yours are always full, and mine are not.
Wait a minute,
and I hold you responsible.
I did not know you were in Manpower.
you can tell this is radio, and we're not doing a Zoom call at the moment, Dave.
Well, that's right. He's got a great face for radio.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
He really does.
But for the show, will Chuck be coming along as well?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, all my puppets that you've known and loved for the years are in the show, and they have their own personal identity issues. Chuck is probably the most woke. He believes he was carved out of the wrong piece of wood. Yeah, he's having gender identity issues.
Okay, so what's he identifying as?
I'll just say that Chuck's routine is so LGBTQ pro and pro woman and pro gender equality that I've got a letter from the community that said that this routine gave them permission to be who they are.
Oh, so that's go
how
Chuck.
Awesome it is, yeah.
He usually rubs people
go
the
Chuck
wrong way.
Yeah.
So he's growing.
Hey, Chuck, are you here? Chuck, you want to say something?
Okay, he's not a morning person. That's fair enough.
That is fair enough.
We cannot wait, Dave Strassman. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks' time.
Yay!
My pleasure. Can't wait to come back to the Gong, and I didn't move my lips one bit.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
An Australian radio first. We're doing a puppet show live on the radio.
Puppet show, yes.
This is all thanks to Strassman. Now, yes. We spoke to Strassman earlier in the show. He's got Chuck Wood and he's got Teddy Bear.
That's right. He's coming to town.
And when you guys thought the interview had finished, I kept recording and Jade hit Strassman up for a bit of a one-on-one lesson.
But what Absolutely. You do is not something that you will pick up overnight. It takes many, 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 many
so,
years.
So, Jade, you won't be able to do it.
I won't be able
all right?
to,
you
so
won't be able to do it.
I tried music and
it
didn't work.
You want a quick lesson? I can give you a quick lesson if you
please.
Want.
Oh, yes,
please.
Okay, yes.
Slightly part your lips. Don't close them all the way. Relax your mouth. Slightly part your lips and just say,
A-E-I-O-U, A-E-I-O-U, but do it in the back of your throat with your tongue to articulate the vowel.
Okay, I'll give it a go. Okay. A-E-I-O-U.
Same way you do it in the bedroom.
Right? A-E-I-O-U. Are my lips moving?
Yeah, okay, I'll give you a 1 to 10. That's about a 4.
Okay, that's all right. That's a...
If you really concentrate, it's not hard to sound perfect.
A-E-I-O-U.
Teddy, do you want to try it? I love chocolate. No, that's no. Say the vowels. Who are they? No. A-E-I-O-U.
Okay.
I love chocolate.
Yes. All right, you've had a half an hour. Just over half an hour to practice and get yourself in pole position
yes.
for this.
Now, give
on
us some puppets.
Facebook Live right now, we can see that Damien has his puppet ready to go. Have you got a name for your crocodile?
He's called Crocodile Damien.
Oh, my God.
And Jake, wow. What's your little furry critter again?
This is Penelope the Possum.
Oh, Penelope the Possum.
Yeah. Say, right. Say good morning, Penelope.
Hello,
good morning, everyone. Hey, get a high head. You brute.
All right, what we have for you this morning, everyone knows this, and it's going to be going off as it does every Saturday night across the Illawarra at wedding receptions and that kind of thing. I have the Grease Megamix.
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't it be great to have Damien the Crocodile and Penelope the Possum
doing grease.
Their thing, strut their stuff.
No.
To the Grease Megamix.
Oh, yes. Gee, okay.
Yep.
You guys
Penelope.
Know the
okay.
words off your heart. So
I'm now Danny Crocodile.
So what's that make me?
Sandy.
Sandy. I'm Sandy.
Sandy
okay.
the Possum.
Beautiful.
You ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Good luck, guys.
Ready
to
all over me.
Okay. I'm watching your lips, Jed.
Okay. I think you go first.
All right, okay, I'm ready. Okay, here we go.
I got chills all day.
Penelope doesn't like it. She's
fucking rude. All of her. You're a liar. It's a lot of lying.
Okay.
I never move my lips at all.
You gotta shake off. Because I need
it. I can see your lips.
And my heart is set on you. You gotta shake off.
Oh, gee.
You had to understand. Do I hold on?
Congratulations,
oh my goodness
guys.
Me.
Oh.
Hey, Strasbourg makes that look really easy.
He does. That's a lot harder than it looks. What did you think, Penelope? Oh, I think Damien sucked. I thought the same thing.
Wait a minute.
Do you reckon we won? Yeah, we killed it.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Danny Crocodile, what did you think about that, Danny Crocodile?
I think that Jade was crap.
There we go.
Spit it out, Danny.
Crap.
If you do want to see a professional do it, and that's David Strassman, we'll revisit our chat with him before 9 o'clock this morning and give you the chance to win some tickets to see his show. October 16 at IPAC. Well done, Penelope. Well done, Crocodile.
Okay, wait. So who won?
No, Crocodile Dundee.
Man, if only you'd come up with that name at the start of the break and not the end.
Crocodile Dundee.
Would have been much funnier.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Across the Illawarra, live on 96.5 Wave FM, Jade and Damien's Facebook Marketplace.
The prize is right.
All right, we are putting Jade up against Damien this morning with three items that have been listed for sale here right now. They're available in the Illawarra on a good old Facebook Marketplace. Hey, we were chatting to Strassman earlier this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, ventriloquist.
Yes. Extraordinaire, by the way.
Oh,
Chuck
yes.
Wood. Got something for you that's on Facebook Marketplace this morning. A talking Teddy Bear.
Oh. Knock, knock! It's me, Teddy!
That is so cool. I'm just looking at it now.
Teddy.
It looks in really good condition.
It looks brand new, actually.
Look, Sarah has listed this. It's in the Tongara area.
Okay,
a plush teddy bear from the Strassman show, all right?
That's really cool.
What do you think the asking price for that? Now, I reckon with his show coming October 16, two shows, the prices, you know, this is probably in demand right now. So the talking teddy bear, what do you reckon?
I mean, what would he sell them for at a show?
I don't know. That's a talking teddy bear, too. It's not just any teddy bear.
Yeah. It's kind of a 50 booker, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
but I said it. All first. Right. Okay, so let's be clear about this.
Okay.
So I'm locking in $50.
$50. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to go lower. Then I'm gonna have to go 40.
Mm. Well, I thought you were gonna go 49.
Okay. There's a bargain to be had. The asking price at the moment is $30.
Oh, yes.
You always win this game.
Jade, the closest. That's okay. You can bounce back here. Okay. Here's a really, really cool item that's for sale. Daniella has just listed this in the past couple of days.
Yeah, what is that?
In the Dapto area, uh-huh. Just west yeah. of Dapto, by the looks of it, Daniella lives. It's an authentic signed Shaq O'Neal basketball.
Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah,
Shaquille O'Neal. Condition is as new.
It looks
as still new. Sealed in the plastic.
Ooh la la.
Beautiful Spalding basketball. Oh. What are your thoughts on this one from the Shaq?
Shaq. I know. That's very hard to put a price on that. I don't know what that
really
would.
It really is. Like, how much does a basketball go for these days?
I will say.
Yeah.
That it was listed a couple of days ago. It is still on Marketplace, and the price has come down by $150. So
by about what?
It has come down by $150.
Come down by $150. How much was it on for? I was going to say $50.
So, no, Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
He's a legend in the basketball world.
Okay, I'm going to say, is this up there with the guitars? $3,000.
$3,000.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. She
went that's probably
bad.
A bit high, isn't
okay.
it? Okay, I'll take
no,
it back.
No.
I'm changing it. No, you're going to change it every week. Okay, I'm going back. I'm going to say $450.
$450, okay.
I don't know.
For me, okay, what would I be willing to pay for something like this? I like Shaquille O'Neal. I think he's a legend. Yeah. So I'd say $150.
It was $450.
Oh, so it's gone down to 300.
You blew it. Now $300.
We're equal. We're actually equal.
No, you're above.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, the rules are if you go over.
No, it's whoever's closest. We're both 150 off.
No.
Oh,
geez.
That's a draw.
Okay, we'll call it. It's going to come down to this one.
Yeah.
The third and final item. Now, this is an absolute cracker. You're going to love this.
Have a look at the picture.
It's a nine-pack. A nine-pack of CDs that have been listed on Facebook Marketplace locally. And look at some of the artists in there. I mean, one of the albums is the classic.
Guy Sebastian.
Dami Im, Anthony Kalia,
and do
Mark
I see
Vincent.
A little this is, D. Leith in there, a little Damien Leith
this
album?
This album gets a run as well.
What a beautiful song.
Oh, well, what price are you going to put on your own CD?
So Louise has listed this nine-pack of CDs in the Oak Flats area. You can get the whole nine CDs as a package
deal. The whole nine yards.
What would you pay for those nine classic Aussie CDs?
Are they signed?
No, they don't look signed
no,
to me.
No, they're not signed.
They're not signed. They have been played. They are used. So what is your... And it says here... Great for a road trip.
All the idols.
I like her. What's her name? Louise?
Louise, yep.
Louise, you're a legend for supporting Aussie artists. Yeah. That's what I like to see. That's it, Louise. Without the signature, got to drop the value here. I think we're talking maximum $30, I reckon.
Well, I think you're being generous.
You meanie.
No offence, Damien.
You meanie.
Don't get buy CDs anymore. Sanity and all those shops are closed.
No, but people have them in the cars.
Yeah,
right?
I'd say...
They are used.
I was going to say $10 for the bag, but I'll be generous. I'll say $20.
My one alone would be $10. Oh,
so you're going 30? This is for the whole nine CDs. $30 and you're going
$20.
You're going
most.
$20.
The at most. I wouldn't pay more than $5 for
on
them.
On that nine pack of CDs is $9.
That's a bloody disgrace.
What's that, Jade? A buck a CD?
Yeah, man, that's true. I wouldn't pay more than $5, Louise, to be honest.
That is...
I just said $20 to make Damien feel better.
Look, Louise, you're only selling it cheap because Spotify came along and ruined the music industry.
Different ball game.
So I know what you're doing, and I understand it. I get where you're coming from.
If your album was on vinyl, it'd be like $50.
It would be about $50.
Yeah. It's just the technology.
On a more positive note, I mean, it's a buck a CD. Right now, you can stream it for... 0.0005 cents a song.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I had a wonderful nostalgic moment just the other day. My good mate Eric Eric is my guitarist. We've been playing together for about 20 years.
He's really one of your besties, isn't he?
He is. We've known each other for a long, long time. When I first arrived to Australia, I really wanted to get into music. You know, I had done it in Ireland, and I met up with Eric, and we formed a band called Revelate.
How did you meet up with each other? Did you put, like, an ad in the classifieds?
That's actually how it happened.
Really?
All joking aside, that is actually how it happened. It was so the good. Traditional singer looking for band, that kind of vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
And we formed a band, and it was a contemporary rock Irish band. That's what it was. So and we gigged all over Sydney. It was absolutely awesome. We had gigs all the time. We were rocking out. Now this is a long time ago, about 19 years ago.
Yeah.
We were very different people back then. Yeah. Very different. I mean,
had more hair.
We had more hair. We were thinner. We were, you know, there's a lot of things we were.
More rock and roll. Your rider wasn't water.
No.
And tea like you had the other week.
Everything was different. Back then, Eric made a sign for the band, and like a light sign, a light box, and a beautiful looking thing called Revelate, and the V lit up, but it vanished. It vanished. And we've talked about it so many times over the years. Yeah. We've gone, whatever happened to it? Did we really ever actually have it? Maybe it's just a figment of our imagination.
Maybe they were really good drugs.
Like, were those times so wild that, you know, maybe we actually never had that light? It never existed. And then lo and behold, he arrived at my house the other day with the light.
The light was found. Where was it?
It was in his mother's shed.
Makes sense.
Right at the back, covered in dust. You know, he had to get all the cobwebs off and brought it to the house, and we had a moment where we went, this is it.
It was real.
It was real, and we plugged it in, and it didn't work.
Oh, bummer. What an anticlimax.
Anticlimax.
After all these years.
It did not work. It just nothing. So we just left it plugged in. We were all disappointed, and anyway, we reminisced. We sat there and we got on to the beers. We drank a lot of beers.
Drowned your sorrows.
Well, we kind of did. We reminisced. And this is where, you know, I don't know. Obviously, different times many years ago. The magic of those 19 years ago seemed to come back to life. Because as we drank, little flickers of light came on the light, on the light box. Right. Suddenly the V lit up on the Revelate.
Ooh.
And then next thing we know, the whole Revelate lit up. This is as we are standing there drinking, getting slowly drunk, the Revelate sign lit up. And I just think it was reminiscent of those times.
Yeah.
Clearly, the magic of our drunken days had transferred into this light.
So the light was fueled by Guinness.
By Guinness. And to his new. Something like that's what the magic was in our. Let there be light. And it just kind of reminded me that, you know, alcohol gets a bad rap, but. But see what it did there. It brought something back to life.
That's right.
To life.
It lit things up, literally.
It also goes to show why I don't remember a lot of those days. So clearly we must have been plastered.
Because that light was on all the time.
We were drunk.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.